Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm in charge of this chaos. It's all me. If you got a problem, you got a complaint, you need to let me know. And we have fun here, though, folks. We rock and roll on the Small Business Advocate Show, and we do it with people like our good friend Chris Bishop. ImprovisingCareers.com is his website. Just go there and check out. Go Google Chris Bishop, Christopher Bishop, folks, and see all the things he's done, all the accomplishments. He's still growing, folks. He's still peaking. Chris, I feel like you're peaking. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wanted to mention I was just in the studio this week for the first time in a long time. I was in a recording studio in New York.
You're a bassist, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a bass player. And playing on a bunch of cues for a documentary that some guys are doing about an incredible guitar player that I worked with in the 80s.
Who's that?
Jeff Golub, who played with... Jeff Golub, he played with Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
I did a couple albums with him. We used to play every Sunday night at the Bitter End on Bleecker Street when he wasn't on the road. And like a jazz, rock, blues kind
right.
of quartet.
Yeah. I'm sorry I missed it.
It was fun, yeah.
So folks, that was a gig for you. I mean, musicians created the term, right? It's a musician's term. Gig.
Yeah, it's based on that. Yeah, doing gigs for sure.
So that's what we're talking about, folks, the gig economy. And you've got some companies that help giggers, right? Kind of get organized and aggregate them and syndicate them and help them have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Tell us about it.
Well, so there's certainly there are a lot of companies that can help small businesses. Again, that's sort of what the context is, right? I wanted to share my perspective on how the small business, community can leverage, this kind of new contingent worker model, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I was saying, there are lots of companies that are emerging to provide services that small businesses could take advantage of, starting with a site called Upwork. I do a lot of work for Institute for the Future. I do writing and research for
right.
a think tank in Palo Alto, California, and we do it all through Upwork, which is an online freelancers marketplace. So companies could go, if you're looking for like writers or researchers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Even marketing, all kinds of talent is available there. There's a place called Fiverr, a website where freelance, mostly video and graphic design people congregate. And I just produced a video actually for this tech PR firm in San Francisco for a company that does 3D facial authentication.
I'll be darned.
And this guy produced a really cool, simple video quickly and inexpensively.
Hmm.
So, again, another resource. TaskRabbit is a company that provides sort of the Uber for household help, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You can get people to come and clean your office or help organize files or do stuff related to sort of physical locations. Again, so a small business doesn't have to pay for an FTE, a full-time equivalent, right?
Right,
or an employee.
So it's like the Angie's List for that kind of help.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Similar kind of model.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there are lots of these. And the cool thing is that, especially with knowledge-based kind of work, technology is making geography history.
It doesn't matter where they are. Yeah, the Earth is.
It doesn't matter
Earth
where they are. Yeah.
It's flat, right?
I've used people in the Philippines and the Middle East. I mean,
mm-hmm.
There are people available in Belarus and Brazil, whatever. And to be honest, because of labor arbitrage, many of them are less expensive to hire than people who live
mm-hmm.
in the States. But there are lots of options, again, for small business to take advantage of this gig economy capability to lower costs and increase margins and improve productivity by looking at other ways to get work done tied to their business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, folks, think about this, because we run into this. I mean, you know, we watch our payroll around here, and we have part-time tasks that need to be done. We're not trying to cut anybody's hours. It's just that sometimes we have things that will pop up. It'll be a project that's going to be for a week, and then we don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And so what you're talking about, we could have access to some of those people who could help us with that.
Yeah, lots of talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on as-needed basis.
ImprovisingCareers.com. Is that the best website to find? Is there a Chris Bishop website, or is that it?
That's probably the best one.
ImprovisingCareers.com.
On LinkedIn, too, there's lots of interesting information.
All right. And your book's coming out when?
you give me your guidance.
Chris Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.